Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. Just a quick sign on to tell you about something else. Over on the Getter feed, GETTR.com, Lori Parrish, LoriParrish. I have there companies that are U.S. made. Small companies as well as bigger ones. It's not just Mike Lindell that's working on this or the company that I'm connected to. There's a lot of other companies that are realizing, you know, what was done to us, the intentional neutering of America to make us less powerful, the giving over our sovereignty to other countries that are inferior to America because they are brutal and communistic and immoral and godless. So the Democrats have no problem with that, and some rhinos do as well, because it's all for them. It's all about money. They don't care. It's the very, you know, fabric of American society is shredded, and the people are no longer united. And, you know, as long as they have their you know, fat paste and, you know, do what they want to do, that's all they care about. But I feel really strongly about trying to tell people about having a, you know, what I call plan B. Even if you are okay money-wise, even if you aren't having difficulties, if we're not able to stop what the plan is, we're going to have to be that. We're going to have to be that it's gone to, you know, to turn it back. So time is of the essence, and that's why I won't give up. I keep trying to get the word out, despite having cyber attacks. This is probably my last show on this channel for a bit, because I have to delete more episodes. And I'm going to be over on In Circle for a while. I mean, also, it's not just buying our product from U.S.-made companies and trying to make them here. It's also about, you know, if you have something to offer, that you can be included in this circle, in this circle. In fact, I think there's a song back in the 50s about the in with the in circle. I can't remember. But, you know, if you have something that you want to offer, you know, a skill or a service or an idea, or that you could actually be connected to good people that are going to try to listen and, you know, perhaps get on board. And that's what happened with Dave Rubin and all his connections he has. They started vocals.com, and I'm over there as well, but it's just not very much right now because I've got other things going. But that was to try to get on a local level people to know and connect with one another, but that also it would be a platform for supporting creators and people who are, you know, whether they're cartoonists or authors or musicians, comedians, you know, ventriloquists or whatever it is that you do, that you can be seen there. But the other aspect of it, which isn't really talked about, is that if you're seen as a talent, which I've spotted a lot of talent, and I've pointed to them, and now they're doing really well. And I'm not saying it's because of me. I'm saying that sometimes it just is about people, you know, taking a look at what you're talking about. Then if you're over at locals.com and you have a presence over there, you can actually be discovered, so to speak. And I really think it's important that, you know, we don't waste any more time thinking that, you know, everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay if we don't get united really quickly. Like, for example, there's a lady named Naomi Alter, who's a harpist, who is available for events, whether they be, you know, weddings or special events or even memorial services or whatever. You know, that's important that if she's in your area, that, you know, you are aware of her. You wouldn't know about her unless you happen to be in the directory or hearing about it on this show or other shows. I mean, other people can do their own thing as well. But it's very hard for small businesses to stay afloat when advertising is so expensive. So that's the one thing that, if we try to do what I'm talking about and advocating, it's going to be very helpful. There's also a French restaurant down in San Diego called Et Voila, E-T-V-O-I-L-A, that you wouldn't hear about probably ordinarily, but it's actually a very good food, very nice French food. I was recently at a woman's group, and I'm almost certain that the owner of Flawless Cafe was there. And, you know, I understand that, you know, people are afraid to get affiliated with the wrong group of people, so to speak, but we're out of time. Okay, we're going to be dealing with a lot of really difficult issues unless the current regime is exposed for the fraud that they are and what they did. And, you know, it's one of those things, like the Supreme Court, you know, it's too awkward, too difficult to open up a can of worms. I'd rather just, oh, we'll get them next time. It's not going to be a next time, okay? The elections have been stolen for a long time. This never was done so blatantly as it was this last time. So with that said, I want you to look over on the Getter feed, gettr.com, Lori Parrish, L-O-R-I-P-A-R-I-S-H, and see what I posted there. Some of it is political, like showing what happened on January 6th in the Capitol, the videos that are coming out now because Nancy Pelosi has suppressed like 14,000 hours of video surveillance, which would clear this whole thing up real quick. But instead, she'd rather have the world think that, you know, a bunch of mainly men stormed the Capitol They stormed the Capitol with no guns, nothing. Okay, they were invited inside, and then they were framed as being insurrectionists. It was actually Pelosi's base that were there, BLM and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but baby lives don't matter, right? A bunch of hired scum, basically. They were bussed in, which is a federal offense, to use taxpayer-funded transportation to transport terrorists. Right? She is in so much trouble. The best thing we could do is just step down, because it's not going to get resolved if the current people that are illegally in power stay in power. Just like what was happened with the California election, they're pretending that the whole state is far left. It's not true. And they're going to have a big turnout, hopefully, to change this. But if the elections are rigged, then should people even vote, and why should they pay taxes? So if we're going to live in a banana republic, you're going to have the money of the banana republic. We can defund them as quickly as we can defund a company who are not being pro-America. You can affect businesses by who you give your money to. All right, so I'm going to talk about the U.S.-made companies a bit more in the future. These are companies that are intentionally trying to make things here. And just by supporting companies that are making it in USA, that can make such a huge difference, because then you're taking away the power of these corporations to control elections, because they clearly are not, they don't care how we vote. They just can skew it any way they want to. So, Amazon has been saying a few things lately that indicate that they realize that, we can boycott Amazon. 2 or 3 or 4 million people stop buying off Amazon. You'll affect Jeff Bezos's bottom line. And the guy's a billionaire because he gets all the perks and help from the government, including, free shipping and all that. Just that one thing, shipping, killed a lot of businesses. Killed my business, because I was having difficulty keeping up with all the changes in the different taxes in different areas of California. You have to charge differently for each area of California. It's not like it's just one universal rate. And then on top of it, you pay shipping to get the product, and then you pay shipping to ship it back out. So, it becomes very cost prohibitive. But, Jeff Bezos, who has Amazon, he gets a special deal. So, of course, he gets more customers, because they're all he gets more customers because they all think they're getting a deal on Amazon, but they're not. They're actually hurting America and helping all the products that are made in other countries. So if you go to mystore.com, which Mike Lindell started, such a great patriot and such a good guy, and he's spent so much of his own money, I think it's like $30 million of his own money, trying to investigate what happened on Election Day 2020, because he doesn't want to live in a country that you don't have free and fair elections, which used to matter to Democrat President Jimmy Carter. He goes around the country talking about free and fair elections, but he knows damn well they're not happening in America, you big hypocrite, lying loser, who was in psychiatric treatment for cheating on his wife when he was younger. That alone should have disqualified him for president. Ugh. Anyway, Mike Lindell has it set up with different categories, automotive, bath, beauty, books and video, clothing, decor, food and drink, garden and patio, health, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining, personal care, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, toys and games, and then he has his MyPillow specials on there, and specials that Frank Speech, the social platform, has. And it's free shipping on everything except for the MyPillow products. But what is nice about that website is that, like, even if, I mean, you don't have to, you know, make it that you buy everything from there. But even if you just bought something from there, it would put a big hole in these globalist corporations' wallets. And that makes them less powerful and less able to fund the Democrats and less able to buy advertising. So you can realize that George Soros, the declared, admitted, happy Nazi helper, who's not a Jew, he's Jewish descent, but he does not practice his faith. He's an atheist. He's even said that. Who was responsible for toppling the British pound years ago. George Soros just goes into areas that are Republican strongholds, and he buys up all the advertising. And so you don't hear anything good about the candidate that is actually probably running because they have a calling to do it, or they feel like they can make a difference, make do a good job. You only hear about their stinking demon rats, their Freemasons, and their other Satanists that they've got in their party. And I'm sorry, but that's true. A lot of the blacks, unfortunately, have been seduced by the Freemason ideology. And that's not the same as Masons, okay? Freemasons are a whole different lot. So don't confuse the two. Anyway, they take over and steal elections by buying up the advertising and the news and radio ads, and also by paying off election officials. And, you know, like I said when I was doing the other show, that it was funny when I went to vote yesterday how, you know, these aren't connected to the internet. They know exactly what they did, and yet we're supposed to be civil to these people. They knew that they were stealing an election. They had their faces covered because of the fake COVID plandemic, and they purposely stole our election. Even though things were going well, we weren't having any wars. We were having, you know, peace in the Middle East. We had the Abraham Accords, and, you know, all these things that were good that were happening, and the gas. We were actually selling our excess oil. You know, we were not paying a lot for gas, which makes a big difference for, you know, getting to work, you know, and being able to transport goods. I mean, well, what the Democrats have done is so diabolical. And anybody who votes for them, you are a traitor to your own country, let alone that you're a moron. So, ugh, that's why we don't want anything to do with you people anymore. Like, oh yes, I'm happy with higher taxes. I'm happy with paying double for gas. I have a green card, so I don't care about oil. You know, this moron on Capitol Hill is talking about that she's glad she has an electric vehicle because she doesn't have to be worried about the whims of the gas and of the oil companies. The oil companies make very little profit on what they pull out of the ground with a lot of labor and a lot of expense. It's the states that make the money on the taxes, especially in California, individual gas stations. They are having a higher markup than the oil companies that are pulling it out of the ground, processing it, and transporting it. So get your facts straight. Anyway, my point is that we can't wait to disconnect from what these evil people have made and what they've done. They can live in squalor and unsafe cities, and they can have their kids being told how to masturbate and reading pornography in grammar school. We're not doing that. okay? We're not going to be part of it. And they're going to regret what they've done, but by then it'll be too late, okay? They will be stuck in their little bubble that they're in, and they won't be able to get back out because we're creating a different reality, and it doesn't include them. And I know that sounds like, big talk, but that's the only thing we can do now. It has to happen. They'll have more mass shootings, and they'll blame it on the righties. They'll have more problems that'll arise, and they'll say, it's because of guns. Like, guns don't pull their own triggers, and guns don't carry themselves, over to school and go inside by themselves, okay? We need better people. If you don't get that, then there's really no hope for anyone, because the Democrats produce garbage. That's what they know how to make kids stupid, perverted, on drugs, suicidal, and anti-human rights, anti-life. I mean, the idea that they should be in charge of us, it's preposterous. I mean, these people are mental, okay? They're not even people that you'd want to know. That's how demented and evil they are. And I'll keep saying it, because they have proven over and over again how evil they are, because now they're going after our kids, perversions. And if you want proof of that, listen to Dr. Duke Pesta, P-E-S-T-A, on YouTube. It's called Brilliant Common Core Speech. And he exposes how Obama put in Common Core curriculum, threw off anybody who was against it that were actually qualified experts, put on his little scumbag, communist, pervert, evil people that he knows, and that's how it got shoved through. Then the schools got rid of their textbooks, thinking they had to do this Common Core crap, and they didn't make money left to buy new textbooks, and they already thrown away the old ones. So that's how they took over education. So we had a coup, but it started long ago, and started even before Obama. But everyone was like basically, boiling a frog slowly. You don't notice it until you're boiled. So if you want to know about the curriculum, here's, two things you can check. Dr. Duke Pesta's dissertation on how this happened and why it happened and who was responsible. It was Obama and Biden and the rest of the scummy communists, nation-wrecking pigs that you are. Ugh, I hope you have horrible, painful deaths. And then the other people that were behind it were authors who started getting their books into the grammar school libraries and classrooms. One of them is The Bluest Eye. Another one was Dreaming in Cuba, which are inappropriate for even like 10th grade, 11th grade, let alone 5th and 6th grade. So these people are child-abusing perverts, and that's how you have to look at them. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it anyway. And they pretend that, I'm a doctor, so I know that, the 5-year-old thinks that he might be a girl, then, who am I to say that he's not a girl? Well, you're the person that wouldn't let him drive a car, I assume, because a 5-year-old might want to drive a car, but guess what? He legally can't drive a car because he's not an adult. You're the person that wouldn't want to give a child a gun, but somehow you can let a child decide his sex or have gene therapy or hormone therapy or go get his penis chopped off. You're evil. Okay, there's no other way to put it. And we have to say it and stop being so namby-pamby. I'm so tired. I had someone say, Lori, she's always throwing bombs. I throw truth that you need to hear, because everyone else is too afraid to say it. So anyway, I'm going to put on a show that I did previously, talks about what Operation Rainbow is about. And it's a hard concept to get across to people because they see the rainbow that's in a lot of ads and flyers and stuff, and they think, oh, this person's real pro-gay. I actually know gay people. I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti-grooming kids. I'm anti-telling little children that they shouldn't be afraid of a pervert in a tutu and with a beard asking them to let them get near them and hold them and touch them and cuddle them. Okay, anybody, any parent who doesn't understand what your responsibility is as a parent shouldn't be a parent, okay? You should have your kids taken from you because you're unfit. Taking your kid to a gay pride parade so you can see them gyrate and do pretend sex acts and have their cheeks hanging out and have a, you know, S&M, sadism and masochistic. You know, they're into whips and chains and bondage and all that stuff. I mean, kids should not be seeing that. And if you don't think that that's wrong to do as a parent, then you really shouldn't be allowed to be a parent because you have a very big responsibility as a parent, and it's to raise decent kids. And, you know, they might end up choosing to be gay or realizing that they're gay or however way you want to look at it, but you're not supposed to be pushing it on them. And like what was happening at this last event, it was obvious from the person who was there watching that the kid that was being made to participate in that drag queen event where the kids were parading as girls when they were actually boys and that kind of stuff in Texas, the kid said he's not gay to the bartender, and the bartender was talking to him, and then the stupid moron, demented, mixed up woman who pretends to be, well, says that she's the mother, but what a lousy mother she is, says, oh yeah, he's gay. He doesn't know, but he's gay. And the kid's like, I'm not gay. And he's like totally distracted, playing with a Rubik's cube and looking at his phone or whatever he was doing. But he was not into this stupid display of ugly men dressed as women pretending that they're women because they think they feel like a woman. You know, I mean, will we allow someone to pretend that they are black and compete in a, you know, Black America beauty contest? No. So why are we allowing men to pretend that they're women and compete against women? I mean, this whole thing is like, I keep thinking this is gonna, you know, just a blip. It's just a, you know, anomaly. It's gonna be solved, and it doesn't get solved, okay? Because everyone's afraid to speak up and say, no, you're not doing this. But they've gone too far. I think that people are waking up now because they're coming after the kids. And, you know, I go back to this a lot, and I keep saying it because it's the truth. And so you can't sue me for speaking the truth that's statistically and factually correct. The American Association of Psychiatrists, up until 1984, grouped people who dressed as transvestites, who were people who, had surgery to get rid of their breast to be a boy or got rid of their penis to be a girl. They were grouped as in the same group as mental patients and with pedophiles and people who think there's nothing wrong with committing incest. Okay, so when I say these people are crazy and perverse and evil, that is a correct thing to say, because there's a man dressed as a woman, and you know, it was behaving like a woman, but it was pretty obvious. I met him when he was a man. And I think, and my UPS man is a transvestite. So it's like, what is going on? Is something being put into the water? I mean, it's like really, really bizarre. And it's not about being anti-gay. I don't care what you do. I care what you do when it comes to education and your exposure and your machinations with children. stay away from the kids. That's what I am saying. If you think that they need to know about the gay lifestyle, then you are mental, okay? Kids don't need to know about that, okay? You can load it onto them when they're high school or in college. They don't need to know about it when they're little. And for you to go after them is demonic, okay? And it's wrong. Oh. Anyway, my point for telling you about this is that this is only going to work if we all try to do it en masse, okay? They're not going to feel it if, you know, a handful of people do it. When I say do it, I mean stop buying from the corporations that are funding the Democrat Party. And I don't lightly advocate boycotting, but that's the only thing they understand is you have to hit them in their pocket. I mean, they don't care about us, so we shouldn't care about their pockets. They don't care about our kids, that's for sure. They take great pleasure. I mean, they actually get sexual excitement after hurting kids and, you know, feeling happy about their little machinations that they do. And they also know what they're doing when they drink adrenochrome or use products that have, you know, baby blood in it for facials. They call them vampire facials. You know, they know exactly what's going on, and Hollywood knows all about the child sex trafficking. And they just don't want to talk about it because they know that the Illuminati or whatever you want to call it, the shadow government, will come and get them. So, and they won't ever work again. So they just keep their mouth shut. And that makes them complicit in child abuse, in my opinion. So anyway, I mean, I will say to Blake Lively's credit, and it was in the, a lot of movies and in the Gossip Girl, and to Ryan Reynolds' credit, you know, they have tried to speak out about this. I mean, to show you how whacked out the left is, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds got married at a estate in the South, and they became under fire by these stinking Antifa hypocrite killers and perverts in Antifa and BLM and all the rest of those disgusting groups, because the place that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds were married way, way, way back, hundreds of years ago, was a plantation. So they had to publicly apologize. They're getting married at a plantation which had slavery. Guess who had slavery? Democrats in the South. And guess why there was slavery? Because there was slavery then and still is slavery everywhere. Okay, they had Muslim countries selling their own tribes and other neighboring tribes to the Europeans who needed labor for the new colonies. Okay, it was going on for a long, long time, and it's still going on. Okay, so for these stupid black people to pretend that evil white people, your own people, sold your people. Okay, and if you think it's so horrible to be in America, go back to Africa. I've got black relatives, my brother's kids, my husband's brother's grandchildren. Okay, they are with black people. So I care about this subject because you keep dimming up this race war over and over again. Sit down, shut up, okay? We've had enough of your crap. Anyway, I'm sorry to have such hostility, but I just keep thinking this is going to end soon and it'll be straightened out. And just every day it just gets something else that's piling up, something else that's worse, something else that's like with the shootings and then the drag transvestite event in Texas. And on my Getter feed, again, if you don't know people that are paying attention, you're not going to know about this. So the other thing I try to do is to write to the information. So you don't have to spend your time sifting through all this, because you're not going to get it from the paid off mainstream media. 80% of their ads are coming from Big Pharma. Think they're going to say, don't take the jab. Apparently there's ramifications. All you would have to say is there might be a bad batch of vaccines. It's not a vaccine, don't call it that. Hold off taking it until this is sorted out. They could do that to save lives, but they don't care. They just want to get their money. So they're complicit in this crime. They should be charged. And then this will never happen again, where you have people charged with treason, sedition, and conspiracy, and bribery, and money laundering, and all the rest of the stuff that was done by the demon rat party. Anyway, so on that feed, the Lori and Company, Lori Parrish, have a lot of posts that I think can help you to wake up quickly. There's a channel called bravetv.com and also freedomforce.live, which is a gal named Melissa in Texas. And she covers the news and the current events through a biblical perspective. And I think it's nothing else. It's interesting. So, open up your mind, turn off the TV, turn off your little game or whatever you're playing, and pay attention, because your stupidity is causing other people to be hurt, and we are the ones that are suffering. Maybe you've got your nice fat job and fat paycheck, but if you claim to care about people, you'll actually care about telling the truth. So I also posted there what was happening in the Ukraine, which is about the deep state covering up their bio labs that are there. There's several. And they're owned by Big Pharma. And Big Pharma is fine with experimenting on people. And they gotta make money, and they don't have a product unless they have drugs, and they need to test out their drugs, so they need to get unwilling victims, put it that way. Yeah, that's what's going on, people. We have real sick freaks that are hurting not just kids, but adults. And that's what part of the sex trafficking is about. It's not all about that they are, sex fiends. They want to have sex with people, like, go to Epstein Island, let's have orgies. It's not just about that, okay? It's about ritual satanic abuse, human sacrifice, and human experimentation. All right, so there's a link on that Lori and Company, Lori Parrish, on the cooked numbers of Medicare. They're hiding what's going on. And, you're not going to necessarily know about it unless you go looking for it. So that's the other part of it, is that I'm trying to point you to the right way, or to information you're not going to see on TV, because the more people that know, the faster we can destroy this cabal. I also posted some pictures from inside that Texas drag queen gay bar that had toddlers tipping half-naked men, a bunch of drag queens. I posted the picture from the inside of that place with the stupid-ass parents in there with their kids. May you rot in hell for what you've done to those children. You have no idea what's going to happen to you. You should be ashamed of yourself, nothing else. Anyway, on the sign in that place, the sign says, it's not going to lick itself. So what do you think they're talking about? Like an ice cream cone or a lollipop? No. Okay. These are people that are fringe, and that's who the Democrat Party has embraced. That's who they are. There's a sign I posted on that Getter feed. Anyone know where you can apply for fuel stamps? not food stamps, fuel stamps. There's people who can't afford to go to work, even if they did have a job right now, thanks to what Biden did. And the gas prices started going up way before Putin invaded Ukraine. And why did Putin invade Ukraine? Because they have bioweapons there, and basically WMD, and they have labs making all kinds of stuff, and they're also stealing kids and people to do experiments on. Yeah, it's not fiction, people. This is not some bad script from a B movie. Okay, this is going on, and just because you don't know about it doesn't mean that it's not true. You're just uninformed and you're stupid and you shouldn't vote. So also, I posted there myfreedoctor.com for help. I can get consultation in 50 states for free and get help if you're having, when I talk about the movies and the media reflect what's really going on. Back in 2006, I think it was, on the X-Files, they were talking about the DNA manipulation, and I posted the video there, but it was aired in 2016, and it basically covers what we just went through with this organized, orchestrated, planned demic. This is their attempt to, totally depopulate the earth, make us all sterile, make our kids not want to have kids because they're afraid of having, shall we say, damaged kids. Okay, you're going to be really shocked over what the results of these babies conceived by a woman who had the jab produced. Yeah, I hate to say that, but it's going to be pretty bad, people. So you better get with people that can actually help you instead of paid off media and the stupid ass movie stars. They're not going to do anything for you. I also posted a video from a Ukrainian American who went to the Ukraine. But these indictments aren't even, complete. It's only from 2017 to 2018. Shows what that's going on. This government site that you can actually look at the sealed indictments and see that. But the media won't talk about that either. One of Clinton's advisors that's linked to Epstein was found hanged with a shotgun blast to his chest, Mike Middleton. So they just killed her. Anyone that can talk about the truth. And if you keep going and scrolling down on that, then it gets down to showing video of how the Capitol event, January 6th, what it actually looked like compared to what they said it looked like. So that's, I posted that on May 27th, so you could go down to there to see that, but I hope you do, because it's not what the media was paid to say happened. And that they could betray their own fellow Americans and sentence guys who have been held without, not just guys, but mostly guys. They've been held without due process. They haven't even been treated as well as Gitmo prisoners are. It's just unbelievable to me that nobody is talking about this, that the media isn't upset about this. I mean, here you had some people speaking up about what had happened to the people who were involved as first responders on 9/11, it's some of them speaking up, but you have no one speaking up in defense of these group of people that have been held since January 7th, 20, or 20, I guess January 6th, some of them, 2021. They've been held over a year and 4 months, 5 months, and no one's on the media. No one in Congress is speaking up for these men and women. And I think there was only a few women, maybe one. One of them was Ashley Babbitt, who was unarmed, and a white woman and a black cop shot her. And for these people like Pelosi and the rest of the scum, Schumer and other perverts there, to act like, you know, they were so afraid of, you should be afraid of your own people that own you, because they're going to do a lot worse to you than any patriot would ever do. They weren't afraid. They were trying to push through the certification of a clearly bogus election result, because they had to stay in power or they'd go to prison for their crimes. And that's the truth. That's the ugly, unvarnished truth. So if Pelosi was afraid, it's because she's afraid that her deception was up and that her graft and her corruption would be exposed and be sent to prison. All right, so in case you haven't figured it out, Joe Biden, Obama was owned by the Muslim Brotherhood and, you know, foreign powers. And a lot of academia is responsible for what has happened to our country. It was a plan devised by Coward and Piven, who are a husband and wife professor team, that derived the plan of collapsing the U.S. and taking over in the aftermath, and collapsing it by bringing in other nations' people and bankrupting all the programs that our taxes paid for, and giving our tax money away to countries that hate our guts, and having the reputation of Americans be totally destroyed around the world. I go around the world, okay? I know how we are viewed. And the Democrat Party ruined the reputation of America. So may God damn you all to hell where you belong. Biden is owned by the Communist Chinese Party. He just made it so that the Communist Chinese are going to be number one in the world. And if you think having those people, not the Chinese people, but the Communist Chinese being in charge is a good thing, then you're totally out of it and not paying attention. Obama's handler is Valerie Jarrett. She was born in Iran. She's a Muslim and she's a Marxist. And she hates America and Americans. And if she pretends that she doesn't, it's only because, you know, she couldn't get ahead if she had let her true colors show. She was groomed and conditioned to think that taking over America was, you know, the responsibility of the Muslims. So Obama had 6 Islamic activists working in his administration and having an influence over U.S. policy, and they're all Muslim Brotherhood operatives. Arif Alishan, Muhammad El-Biari, Rashad Hussein, Raham El-Marazadi, Iman Mohammed Majid, and Ibu Patel. And they were put in there by Obama to help wreck up America. All right, so going on, Joe Biden got into politics in 1969. He's been in there for 51 years. Chuck Schumer, Democrat, 45 years. Nancy Pelosi, 33 years. She's been in there. Hag, drunk that she is, in my opinion. Patrick Leahy got in 1966. That piece of crap has been in there for 54 years, getting a fat paycheck and making side deals on the side, lining his own pocket and selling out America. Maxine Waters got in 1973. So she's been in there for 47 years. Her husband was a big reason about the bailouts under Bush's administration. Her husband Well, let's just say he's as bad as she is. And Dianne Feinstein has been in since 1960. She's been in as a senator for 60 years. She never campaigns. She never puts any information out. She never talks. She never gives public. But somehow the people just keep voting for that old year after year after year. Oh, it just so happens that her driver is a Chinese spy that she had for the last 30 years. These people are a big reason why America is in trouble, and they should be arrested and ousted because they are illegally occupying. They don't have elections. They just have insertions. And they're blaming Trump, who was in there for 4 years and had, you know, uphill climb the whole way because the media and the demon rat party was against him. They're blaming Trump for all the problems when these fossils have been in there for decades. It's just unbelievable to me that we're in this situation. And I also, on this June 6th, I posted some images about Obama and his pal, the terrorist, Bill Ayers, who he and his wife both became professors, even though they were on the FBI most wanted list. Somehow they got to be professors in Chicago. How'd that happen? And then Obama used the IRS to come after American citizens and Tea Party groups to stop free speech. I was one of those people. And then I posted the pictures of the what they call the Obama's Deadpool, all the people that mysteriously died around Obama right before he was inserted. And, you know, no, all you need is, you know, knock off a couple of people and suddenly you have everyone shutting up and being afraid to speak. I mean, they sent Obama's administration, you know, were upset about Sheriff Joe having volunteers looking into Obama's documents and past. So he was sent a package that exploded. Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with, we had a coup long before 2008, but it got really out of control once Obama came on the scene, the most lazy half-white president we've ever had. Yeah, that's what I said. Anyway, I'm finding myself feeling like if we could just stop having it keep going south, you know, we might be able to turn this around. And that's one of the reasons why spending your money with U.S. companies run by patriots makes sense. Okay, I can't make you choose to be in my group. I mean, you can do your own thing, but I have a lot of other benefits that I can offer. Incentives, I should guess call it, if you come under, come through being a preferred member through me. But also if you go to these events, they also have people there that are affiliated with the same company I am. And as I said, I was with this company back in the 90s, and I just didn't see then that it was necessary to get more people on board, because at the time things weren't that bad, but now they are. We've got to make it so that the corporations have less power and stop giving our money to the Democrat Party in donations. And how do you do that? You stop shopping at these big corporations. And a lot of these companies, they're making products that aren't even made in the USA. They're not hiring US employees to make and produce and pack the products. And a lot of the products are inferior, but they cost more. So I'm talking about a very win-win solution and a very logical solution. And I hope that you schedule an appointment, and I'll show you the overview. And, you know, it's no pressure. if it's not for you, it's not for you. I have a friend who also is a consumer, a customer, and she thinks that a lot of the products she loves, but some of them are too expensive. So I'm not saying you have to buy everything through them. I'm just saying if even just making a small change can make a big difference. Imagine having billions of dollars taken away from these corporations that are giving their donations to the Democrat Party. It might actually change elections. It might actually make it that they're not able to buy up as much advertising and buy off school board members and buy off mayors and Congress and senators and congressmen. Because that's what's going on, people. I hate to say it. I used to think my country was different than all the rest. It's evil just rises to the top because it's been allowed to. And that's partly our fault for not being more awake and aware and being on guard. We're supposed to occupy like an army until Jesus comes back. And that's what the next step of this. Get over to OurRescue.org. He has a thing called Conductors Club. And it helps people get connected to volunteering in their local area because they're getting a lot more rescued people. And some are kids and some are adults. So we can't ignore these people. We have to rise up. Okay, we're Americans. We can do this, but we have to do it together. And I'm asking you to get on board. All right. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless you. God bless America so we can bless the world. We've got to take back our country. Keep praying. Get involved.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound.